WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood overthinker turned detox guru. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of emotions that just won't let go? You know, the kind that weighs you down, makes you feel stressed, and leaves you constantly on edge. Yeah, I get it. We live in a world that tells us to bottle things up, to stay positive, and to never show vulnerability. But guess what? That's not healthy. Holding onto emotions without giving them space to breathe just creates pressure, leading to anxiety, burnout, and even physical symptoms. Today, we're diving deep into something super important: creating a safe space for emotional expression and release. It's about learning to be comfortable with your feelings, letting them flow freely, and ultimately finding peace within yourself. Okay, so let's get real for a second. It can feel scary to open up emotionally, right? Like you might be judged or misunderstood. And sometimes the thought of facing all those messy feelings feels overwhelming. But trust me, it's worth it. Think about it. Wouldn't you rather be able to express yourself authentically and release that emotional baggage instead of letting it control you? This isn't about becoming a walking emotional drama queen. It's about finding healthy outlets for your feelings so they don't fester and turn into bigger problems. Think of it like this. Your emotions are messages trying to tell you something important. By creating a safe space to explore them, you can gain valuable self-awareness and learn how to navigate life with more ease and authenticity. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember on this journey. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. The first step is simply recognizing what you're feeling. Don't try to suppress or ignore them, name them. Are you feeling anxious, sad, frustrated, excited? Being specific helps you understand the root of your emotions and start to process them. 2. Find your outlet. Everyone expresses emotions differently. Some people journal, others dance, some talk it out with a trusted friend or therapist. Experiment and find what works best for you. Whether it's painting, playing music, going for a walk in nature, or simply taking deep breaths, choose activities that help you release those feelings in a healthy way. 3. Create a safe space. This doesn't have to be a physical room, it's more about cultivating an internal environment where you feel comfortable being vulnerable and authentic. Surround yourself with people who support you unconditionally and who create a space of acceptance and understanding. 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Remember that everyone experiences emotions, and there is no shame in feeling whatever you're feeling. Treat yourself with the same care and understanding that you would offer a dear friend going through something tough. 5. Embrace imperfection. This journey isn't about becoming emotionally perfect, it's about progress. There will be times when you feel overwhelmed or struggle to express yourself effectively. That's okay. Just keep practicing, keep learning, and keep showing up for yourself. Let me share a personal example. I remember a time when I was feeling incredibly stressed about an upcoming project. Instead of talking to someone or finding a healthy outlet, I bottled it all up, which just made things worse. I ended up snapping at my partner and feeling even more overwhelmed. It took me realizing that bottling things up wasn't helping. So I started scheduling time for myself to journal, take walks in nature, and talk things through with a friend who truly listens without judgment. That shift was game-changing. By creating a space where I felt safe expressing my emotions, I reduced stress, improved communication, and ultimately gained more clarity and control over my own well-being. Remember, this isn't about becoming someone you're not. It's about embracing your whole self, the good, the bad, and the messy. By creating a safe space for emotional expression and release, you can unlock a deeper sense of authenticity, peace, and connection with yourself and others. So, what are you waiting for? Start taking small steps today to create that safe space. Journal about your feelings, talk to someone you trust, or find a healthy outlet that resonates with you. You deserve to feel empowered and at ease in your own skin. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. And leave a review if this resonated with you. It helps others find their way here too. Until next time, keep those emotions flowing freely and remember, you are not alone on this journey.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.